Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Not so fantastic. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
From the pages of the world's greatest comic book adventure, four heroes on a daring mission in space, but something went wrong. Genetically transformed, they become the most powerful superheroes of all time. Forces of evil are out to destroy their cosmic power.
Find them!
And to survive, they must utilize all their strength. To put an end to their arch nemesis.
Doom? It's clobbering time.
The Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic Four films have a cursed legacy. Despite numerous attempts to make both critically and financially successful Fantastic Four movies, have been met with dismal results. The 2005 version has a 28% Rotten Tomatoes, and the 2015 version has a very, very, very dismal 9%.
Oof, 9%?
But perhaps the most tragic and most infamous iteration of the superhero film lies in the never-released 1994 Fantastic Four film.
Ooh, never released. I'm intrigued.
In the world of superhero cinema, there exist tales of triumphs and tragedies, of blockbusters that redefine the genre, and missteps that fade into obscurity. Among these stories lies a peculiar chapter, one that revolves around Marvel's first family, the Fantastic Four. While the team has had adventures over the years, both on the big screen and small, one particular film remains shrouded in mystery and infamy in the unreleased 1994 Fantastic Four movie. In the early 1990s, a time when superhero movies were still finding their footing, a lot to keep in mind is the Spider-Man movies made a splash, but it still wasn't what it was. It wasn't probably till the first Iron Man movie in 2008 where superhero movies and Marvel and the MCU really became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relatively versed in it, but I'm not a super fan. I don't watch every single one. But I know the timeline because it was a time where, like, there wasn't a Marvel movie or two or TV shows coming out every few months. Nobody really cared about these movies. They tried making a Punisher movie. They tried making a Green Hornet movie. They tried so many things, and they just never really worked out.
Mm-hmm.
German producer Bernd Eichinger, holding the film rights to The Fantastic Four, sought to capitalize on the growing interest in comic book adaptations. With a modest budget and ambitious aspirations, Eichinger, sorry for the pronunciation of this, partnered with B-movie specialist Roger Corman to bring Marvel's iconic superhero team to life. You bring him in to make it camp.
Yeah.
The production commenced in 1992 with Ole Sassone directing and a cast featuring Alan Hyde-White as Reed Richards, who's Mr. Fantastic, Jay Underwood as Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, Rebecca Staub as Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman, and Michael Bailey Smith as Ben Grimm, the Thing. Despite limited resources, the cast and crew poured their hearts into the project, striving to capture the essence of the beloved comic book characters. However, behind the scenes, turmoil brewed, and that's why we're talking about this right after the break. The production faced numerous challenges, including budget constraints, tight schedules, and creative disagreements. Rumors swirled about the film's troubled production, with whispers of rushed special effects and makeshift sets. Despite these hurdles, the team pressed on, driven by their passion for bringing Marvel's first family to cinemas worldwide. As filming wrapped and post-production began, anticipation mounted among fans eager to see their favorite superheroes in action. However, to the surprise and disappointment of many, the Fantastic Four May 1994 theatrical release never materialized. Speculation ran rampant around the reasons behind this decision, with theories ranging from legal disputes to concerns about the film's quality. What I've always known to be the answer, yes, mm-hmm. all those things may be true, the movie was never intended to be released, even when it was being filmed. It exists solely so that the studio could hold on to the Fantastic Four rights.
Oh, because you have to shoot something in a given amount of time. But what a big production. You don't have to shoot that much. You could do some B-roll. You can do, you know, a scene. The fact that they made a giant production to keep that going,
it might be a thing
cruel.
To be like, hey, listen, we have a movie ready to be released. Oh, we're not going to do it, but we're not. Oh, we can't do it, but we have it. So we, I don't know. I don't know what. And we've seen movies. I mean, like Batgirl movie they made and they never put out. Why would they take something that's decent and never release movies? And it is very low budget. It's early 90s. It has a cult following. And the disappointment of the people involved, because they're like, hey, I'm going to be in a Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
And it just never, ever came out. And yet it was probably a legal maneuver. And you can't tell anybody that because then they're not going to do the thing.
So wait, do people have it? Have people seen it?
You can find it. You can find it, I think, in its entirety, like on YouTube.
Okay, okay. That's good. I mean, that's a bad version of that, obviously, but at least
you can go see it. In the years that followed, the unreleased 1994 Fantastic Four movie gained a cult following, the legend growing with each passing year. Bootleg copies circulated among fans, fueling curiosity of what might have been. Despite its flaws, the film garnered appreciation for its earnest attempt to adapt the source material, even if the end result felt short of expectations. A documentary about the film, Doomed, The Untold Story of Roger Corman's The Fantastic Four, was released in 2005. However, there is hope on the horizon. A reboot set in the MCU is set to be released in the summer of 2025. I remember seeing one or both of the Fantastic Fours at a screening at, I don't know if it was like Fox or something like that, and being there, and when I used to go to like screenings and like, this is not good. I believe they have not been able to make a good one. They've never, I have seen both of them. One has Jessica Alba, I know is in one.
Yeah, that's one I remember.
Yeah, and then there's one with Miles Teller, I remember, was in it. It's like, I don't know how you get this so wrong, but I think with things like that Madam Web that came out, which I haven't seen. Which
but
is,
that also is kind of garnering a cult following.
I know,
now,
I do. I want to see it kind of based
on
that.
I want to see it too. And I'm not really a big Marvel person.
Yeah.
I'm pretty ignorant to a lot of the nuance of it and the characters and the storytelling. But when it gets to me, it feels like, it's like, oh, interesting. It's kind of like permeating this mass intrigue, I
and
guess.
I do wonder, in a cosmic way, was the misdirection of the 1994 version a curse on all future films?
We have to do an episode on the curse next time or sometime. Or we'll release it on YouTube later.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.